I believe in the eye of the storm, the small region of serenity that lies in the middle of chaos. The eye, surrounded by screeching winds and pounding rain, is silent. Scientists are uncertain of why the eye exists, but there is no doubt that it is there. At the center of every hurricane, meteorological or figurative, clear skies and calm winds prevail. The eye of the storm is a sanctuary in the middle of disarray. Whether it is the storm of any personal war or of the turbulence of school exams, there exists tranquility. The eye of the storm is there, even if it is only in one's mind. Sometimes I find it hard to see, as it can be obscured by the wind and rain. Nevertheless, if I push through the walls of the storm, I can find my center. Life is hectic. A million things are constantly spinning around my head. The course load of AP classes, pleasing my coaches and parents, keeping up with friends, staying in shape for competitions, in addition to participating in school clubs and volunteer work. These things bring on a whirlwind of stress and high expectations. Instead of letting the chaos consume me, I push through and find my eye of the storm, which happens to be filled with friends and family. There, the silly jokes, kind-hearted teasing, and endless conversations pull me into a safe haven. A local therapeutic writing program is offered to people with all kinds of disabilities. These people's lives seem to be as twisted as a tornado spawned by a hurricane. Even though they live challenging lives, they are able to find peace on the back of a horse. When they come to the barn, I find them disgruntled and gloomy. Once they make a connection with their horse and the freedom it affords them, a smile forms on their faces. It is this smile that makes me believe. This smile proves that they have made it. They have made their way through the struggles to a more peaceful place. I believe that no matter what happens in life, no matter what storm comes around, there will be an eye. I have experienced the eye of the storm for myself, and I have witnessed others experiencing it as well. Sometimes you have to trek through the storm to reach it, and other times you have to leave the eye to face the challenges of the world. I have to go to a college in a couple years and will have to face the overcast skies of the real world. I know many storms will come my way, whether it be paying bills, selecting a course of study, or finding a job, but I will be prepared. The world is full of pandemonium, but with a mere positive attitude and reflection on what is truly important, you can find tranquility in this episode.